Thank you for calling customer service. This is Char. How may I help you today?
Hi, Char. My name is Maxine Richards. I see where my bank account being charged by this company or through your representative this company, and I'm not sure what I'm being charged for and why.
All right. Can I please get your zip code?
11422.
And your first and last name again, please.
Maxine Richards.
All right. I see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you please verify that shipping address?
13433 234th Street, Rosedale, New York, 11422.
Okay, let's see. All right, I see here you just spoke to someone and they canceled your account for you.
Yeah, she told me while I was asking, it's two charges I get. The one last month, and this is a separate phone number for another charge that also something. What's that all about?
So what it was is, you had got the smart fitness tracker and you also got the straps. So we let you try the product out for 14 days. And if you didn't give us a call within those 14 days, then we do bill you the full amount on that 15th day. Now, what we try to charge you for the first, smart fitness tracker for the $49, that was at a half price. And then when we tried to get our payment for the other one for the full price, it had declined.
For this month, but last month you charged me for it already.
No, what it was is it was for your earbuds and your warranty. You actually have a lifetime warranty on these trackers. So no matter what happened or when, you can always call in and get a free replacement of no charge or no shipping costs.
So what do you charge me for that? Because last month I paid the same amount you're charging me again. You charged me already last month.
No, ma'am. So what it was is you did the $5.97 for the first shipping, and then you did the $19.98 for the color straps, and then you did the $4.94 for just the shipping for the tracker, and then you also did the $19.95 for the lifetime warranty. But we're just now trying to get our four payments for the fitness tracker.
I know. I want to send back this stupid thing because you know why?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand, but we do not take back product. But what I can do is I can do a 35% refund on those two charges.
Do something because that, you know why? I think it's a scam because I never went on your site for this. I went on the site to get a Google box thing, and all of a sudden I see this. I checked this off, but it was not the agreement. I didn't end up getting the product that I want.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. It was on our website that it was a trial, but what I can do for you as a courtesy, because I do understand your frustration, and I do want to apologize for the misunderstanding. I can do, at the most, I can do a 50% refund off of both of those charges.
Refund me as much as you can, because I think the whole thing is a scam. If it wasn't a scam, you would try to refund me. The whole thing was a scam on the Google website, and I will never do this again. Because now you guys have access to my bank account, and I'm going to tell the bank to block you guys.
No, ma'am, we only charge you one time for the product. We are not a reoccurring. This is not reoccurring. We just charge you for the product that you have already.
All right, take one.
So, and we never got our payment for the $69.87.
But now you're saying you want to give me 50% off, so give me the 50% off, and then we'll keep it moving.
Okay, yes, ma'am. One second.
Yeah. This is the old frog. Let's take it and then I'm done with you. Thank you.
All right, yes, one second, ma'am, so I can make sure your account, because when you hang up, then we can't finish the call.
Okay, I won't. I'll just tell me when you're done.
Okay.
Sometimes I get so busy. Maybe that's why I enjoy this time. Because I sit with you, I can pay attention to things and get things done. So I go. I don't get to pay attention to my bank account. And stuff be coming out of my account that I don't even know what I'm paying for. So you know if you're broken, you don't know why you're broken. Working, and not going getting nowhere. Yeah, I just look at my bank account because I see that they say my bank texted me and said they put a hold because they have a suspicious charges. So, which is good. Bank of America texted me. I was like, let me see. When I look, I see a zero because I'm like $200 in that checking account. My account is zero. I'm like, what? And I see all these charges on my account. I'm like, what the heck is this? Well, good thing I was sitting here with you, because if I was at my regular job up and down, I wouldn't have noticed this information. So sometimes the bank texts you, I look into all these videos, all on my account, then they charge me 69.87, 67.39, then 49.87. So the bank stopped it. So I was like, let me see what it is. Because you know why? Because it's a different, the bank not used to those company going in my account. Let's see what she says she'll finish.
Okay, so I had done that for you and refunded $24.94, and then I also did 50% off of that $64.87.
Okay. So do I owe you anything still?
Yes, it'd be because that $64.87, the $69.87 was declined. So it just be $34.94.
The bank got to know before. That's all comes I know. The bank is saying pending processing because the bank is waiting for me to okay it. The bank noticed because it's a different company. So my bank put a hold and notified me. That's all comes I know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, so, it'll just be $34.94.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, as long as it says $34, once I release it, the whole of my account, you're only going to charge me not no $69.
We'll just charge you $34.94.
And you're never going to go in my account again?
Correct, yes, ma'am. And I did refund it you $24.94, though.
Oh, okay. As long as your company have no more dealings with me, that'd be great.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.